Lord Jesus was approached by his disciples and they said to him, teach us to pray. And so in Matthew chapter 6 and in Luke chapter 11, we have recorded this system of prayer. Not that it's the entirety of all of our prayer language as followers of Jesus, but it does provide a very strong trellis by which we can hang various components of prayer. He says, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil. We are going to talk today about that second aspect of the Lord's Prayer. We've learned about character. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. He is in his spiritual space, which is just language that we need to understand because of our finite minds, but he is over all things, and we want our lives to reflect his character here on earth, our Father in heaven. Character. The second component, what we want to talk about in this recording, is kingdom. Kingdom. Your kingdom come, your will be done. What does it mean to pray kingdom on a daily, regular basis? We want to have not a Hollywood vision of kingdom, not a medieval vision of kingdom, not a Rapunzel vision of kingdom, but biblically, when the word kingdom was used in the Old Testament into the New Testament, what does the word kingdom mean? Four key elements. And it might be helpful if you have a piece of paper, something to doodle on, if you will, because sometimes to approach it visually can be much more helpful than just trying to hold on to it from an abstract sense. So pause this recording, go get yourself a piece of paper and a pencil or a pen or a marker so we can capture this together. The first thing to realize when you use the word kingdom is that kingdom means land, designated land. So on that piece of paper, why don't you draw a circle? Or you can draw any shape, but there needs to be a good sized shape on that piece of paper. What separates the United States from Canada? Okay. What is Canada? What is the United States? It's land. It's designated land. Okay. Ohio from Pennsylvania. England from Germany. To talk about that, those kingdoms, those governments, is to talk about a designated piece of land. We are terrestrial beings, humans. We occupy physical space. And so to be in one kingdom is to not be in another kingdom. So when we pray, your kingdom come here on earth, think about that. We're talking about the manifestation of God's kingdom here in our space. Geographical context, not just some spiritual, ethereal, floating around, rainbows and kittens idea of kingdom, but no. We want that to be manifest here on earth land, okay? First component when we think about kingdom is land. Now, within that kingdom, what makes it a kingdom? Well, second element is king. So on my piece of paper, I'm drawing the picture of a crown. I want you to draw the symbol of a crown there in the center of that kingdom. That where that kingdom is where the king is. Now, if you don't have a king, you don't have a kingdom. And you can sit and you can meditate out on, well, who's the king if Jesus isn't the king? There are certainly conversations about the forces of evil and the powers of darkness and the prince of this world, which currently usurps and lies and works its chaos through all things. And so into the midst of that, we are asking that God would drop and manifest his kingdom rule here on earth. Because we as humans, in our treason and corruption, turned it over to other forces, turned it over to other beings. And we need to reverse that. We recognize that God, who is in heaven, in his space, we need him to again insert and assert himself into our space. That he would rule and reign. Jesus as king would be manifest in a specific space and place in our time. To talk about his kingdom is to talk about his king. Okay? What else do we talk about when we talk about a kingdom? Well, you need land, you need a kingdom, king, and you also need followers, people. So maybe all over the inside of your shape, if it's a circle, draw a bunch of X's or O's, something to designate people. There's a designated people that are a part of that kingdom. If there's no people, it's not a kingdom. A king isn't a king if there isn't people. I can walk around and say, well, I'm the king. Well, where's your people? No people? You're not a king. You're not a king at all. So to think about praying kingdom is to think about people. That people are in the center of this prayer. Not things. Things don't make up a kingdom. People make up a kingdom. Someone is in the kingdom. Someone is out of the kingdom. Someone is under King Jesus. Someone is not under King Jesus. They're underneath some other expression of authority and rule. And so the heart of kingdom is its king caring, protecting, and nurturing, and providing for specific people. When God comes to David and sets David over God's people, remember, it's people at the center of this. People is the heartbeat of God. God loves people, loves humanity. So, elements. Kingdom is land. Draw a circle. Okay. Inside of that, there's a king. Draw yourself a little crown. Okay. Within that is people, X's and O's. Now, the fourth element of what makes a kingdom, land, king, people, and law. Law. So whatever that the border of that shape is, go in and kind of make it a little bit more bold, a little bit more pronounced. If it's a circle, draw around it a few more times. Okay? Because what we are doing, we're establishing space where the kingdom starts, where the kingdom ends. Okay? Again, think about the difference between Canada to the north and the United States to the south. What is that line on the globe, on the map, or if you actually go to that tier, if you go up to New York, okay, and you approach the Peace Bridge, or you approach the Rainbow Bridge in Niagara Falls, and you're going to cross from the United States into Canada, what is different once you cross that border? Well, the manifestation of that kingdom are the laws in that space. What a speed limit is, what laws govern automobiles, what laws govern personal property, allegiances to those, that kingdom is established by a certain set of laws. Those laws do two things. They provide for the people and they protect the people. Within a kingdom is a certain set of governing laws. And Jesus was approached. He was asked, hey, what's the greatest commandment? Well, love God, the king, and love others. That this kingdom is governed by an ethic of love. An ethic of love. In fact, Paul goes on to say, hey, if we're doing that, we're taking care of everything else. We're taking care of everything else. Read that in the end of Romans. Yeah, sure, we can say, we can spell out, you know, don't commit adultery and don't murder and don't steal. Or we can just say, love God, love others. Love God, love others. So what does this mean then when we're talking about our prayer habit and why this is so important and everything else that follows it comes underneath these ideas of God's character and God's kingdom? When I come before the Lord first thing in the morning, I am recognizing that He is over all things. I'm recognizing His character and I want to live within that and I want to model that. I want to shine a light upon my one. My life to so reflect His goodness to a dying world that they see God in everything that I do. Kingdom. God, I am praying that wherever I am and whatever I am doing today, King Jesus, where I put my foot, where I gather with others, may there be a clear sense of who my King is. May I see that kingdom grow in what I'm doing. If it's a Sunday morning, you know, as I'm gathering with your people in this building, may your kingdom come and your will be done here. May the law of your love rule and reign in this space. This space. Now, it's been asked of me on multiple occasions, because when some people, depending on their faith tradition, you know, start to engage in the Lord's Prayer and start to engage with this aspect of the prayer, I always thought they'd say, I'm quoting, that that line had to do with Jesus' second coming. Jesus' second coming, something in the future. Well, let's look at that question. I understand that and respect it. And there is an aspect of this not yet, like the King isn't back yet, but he is. And how is the King manifest now? Jesus is the head and we are the body, right? We are the body. We are members of the kingdom and we are the body of Christ, ruling and reigning and authorizing and practicing that rule of love. So Jesus is here. He's very much here, very much present in today. So his body is present. And another way that his kingdom has come is, if you look at the crucifixion of Christ, it is his coronation, his establishment as king over all things, high and lifted up, sitting upon a throne. Now that throne was a cross, okay? But he wore a crown, he was enthroned, he was robed, and that began what we call this now and not yet aspect to the kingdom. It is now, but it's also not yet. And we're working in that space of seeing the kingdom come in its entirety. Now, part of our reality is very much within the rule of darkness. There is expressions in kingdoms of darkness that very much inhabit earth, and systems of evil and powers and principalities in the cosmic spaces. Yeah. And so what are we working at? We're working at expanding kingdom space, expanding the love of law as it's worked out in humanity and God's creation. And there is a time where he will come in body and we will go out to meet him and his kingdom come and his will be done in its perfection, in its culmination. And all of creation will bow its knee and proclaim that Jesus is the Lord. So when I come before King Jesus each morning, your kingdom come. Are there aspects of me personally, Father, where I am not following you, or I'm not ruled by the law of love, a sacrificial devotion, a cruciform life? Help me as I bump into others. Help me discern, Father, whether or not they are they falling prey to kingdoms of darkness, or kingdoms of life and love of you, King Jesus. And help that kingdom grow. Praying that over our church family, praying that over our physical family, praying that over us individually. So as you practice a discipline of prayer and you pray kingdom, your ethic now needs to operate within that kingdom space. Okay? As you're using your time, your talents, your treasure to see that kingdom space grow and increase, you're praying it, you're living it. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his kingdom come and his will be done in your life.